Hi, beautiful, magical, powerful, potent, spectacular being. I wanted to let you know that I have opened my calendar for one-on-one sessions as of June of 2023, and you are invited to go book a session with me so that I can help you embody and activate that gorgeously sacred sexuality that you've got, perhaps help you with some relationship snafus, and or just get you super connected to that potent soul medicine that we need in each other and for ourselves right now. You can book that through the Work With Me link. I look forward to connecting, supporting, being awesome together. Enjoy the show. Welcome to Temple Erotica, Stories of Sacred Sexuality by Sophia Wiseone. There's no outro on this show, and that's on purpose. I want you to get in and go where you want to go. And so I take this moment at the beginning to say a few things. Give a listen, and if you love it, share it. If you enjoy it, let me know. And if you like it and want more of it, please subscribe, rate, and review. You can join my email list. You can find all my other podcasts and get connected about what is happening at sophiawiseone.com or click the Join the Temple link below. Find me on social media at Sophia Wiseone. If you're listening to an episode and you love it, take a screenshot, tag me, let me know. Join me there. All right, a few more things about the show, and then it's story time. This is a journey, an invitation, an initiation. And some of the stories will have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And some of them will have a beginning, a middle, and a doorway. And so I invite you, when they open a doorway and do not close it, to allow yourself to imagine the completion, to let it unfold from inside you. Because these stories are memories that we are making. So fill in, change anything you want. Let your imagination provide for you the titillation, the satisfaction, the awakening, and the restoration that your body, soul, and this sacred earth are longing for. Take 3 deep breaths and enjoy. I left early in the morning. It was still dark. In my bag, I had the tools for the full moon ritual. On my shoulder, I carried my drum. Red buffalo. I walked. And as I walked, I listened. First, in the dark, I listened with my feet. I could feel the path underneath me because it was hard packed. If I stepped off the path, the earth was soft and plush, unpressed by steps over months and years. I walked on the path, pressed by prayers through feet. Slowly the edges of the sky began to lighten. As I came into the clearing, I caught the moon setting as the sun rises, as it does when it is full just ahead of me, the altar. I stopped to take in the softness, the moisture sitting on the ground, the moisture that had gathered in the crevices of my body as I warmed, walking, step after step, breathing, heavy, my body now awake when it had been so deeply asleep just an hour ago. I'm here. I'm here. Looking up, taking in the sky, looking around, seeing what's changed since the last time I was here. Hearing the sounds shift from night sounds to day sounds. Looking at the earth below me. Again, we're both dewy. The mist, the humidity of the morning, the mist of my breath. Still at this distance, I take a moment, eyes focusing on the altar. What a relief it's here, a place to come to. A place to come to. This place. I take in the care with which it was built, the detail in the structure, such love, such care. The offerings laid as far out as where I'm standing and intentionally placed as anyone gets closer. Taking another breath, pressing my hands to my belly. I came here on purpose. I walk forward, taking in the sculpture that sits above the altar. Everything in me that knows what creation is, awakens. As I look at this form, so smooth, so free. It's one of those sculptures that looks as though it's breathing. I remember everything's breathing just in its own way. I'm just seeing another breath. I'm humbled as I feel my breath come in and out of my body the way that I am breathed. Place my drum on the earth. Turn to my bag. And pull out a candle. I place it. I light it. I watch the flame flicker. I breathe in the radiance. I take a moment to feel the space shift. I'm here. I come with prayers and offerings. Receive me. Know me. Love me. I love you. I love being here, feeling the breath. I turn back to my bag and I pull out this vessel, this liquid. This vitality, this mixture of menstruum and semen, I place it upon the altar. I feel the pulse move through the space in me. We're all taking this quite seriously. Something in me deepens. The root of me opens. And a cord surges down between my legs, taps into the earth. My heart opens. I reach into my bag. I pull out two tools that aid in my pleasure. One, oil. And two, a tool. One that I like on my body. Pressing. Sometimes inside. I place them on the altar. I pick up my drum and holding my drum, looking at these offerings, looking at these tools, I plant my feet. Creator, creatrix, beloved, beyond knowing, sacred creation. Full moon, potency and expression. All that and more, find me here and see me here. See me with this drum in hand. See me with this blood and semen. See me with these tools of pleasure and opening, and see me with my heart's prayers. See the weaving that can happen here. I come to pray. I come to become the prayer fulfilled. And so I thank you. I thank you for the wellness of the children and the wellness of the children to come. I thank you for the wellness of the water and the wellness of the water to come. I offer the water of my being to be healed and transmuted and awakened, that it may be living whole water, that it may remind every water that it comes in contact with its true nature. May remembered water see itself in me, and may my remembered water awaken the knowing in the waters that cross my path. May the power of this full moon awaken those with power, which is everyone, to their power. May they gently and kindly forgive their shortcomings, embrace the path that has brought them to this moment, and awaken to the potential that's now in them. See these offerings, see my commitment, see my willingness to charge that reality, weave those threads. Weave those threads. And as I said, weave those threads, a vision came to me. A vision came to me that is beyond description. I saw those weaving webs. I saw threads and multiple webs, and I saw them creating something that was beyond what I had known before. And my heart began to pulse. And everything around me began to change color. This vision filling my cells, my body, my knowing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And that's when I began to drum. And then I heard more drums. The ancestors began to drum with me, and something began to change in me. I could feel my heart. I could feel my root opening and pulsing. I could feel that prayer, that vision, not outside me, but in me. Shifting things. Rising. Putting my drum down, I could hear the drums even more. Reaching for my tools, I lathered my body in oil. Reaching. Pulling, grabbing my own flesh, pulling my own breath, begging myself to open, to let that which was inside me, coming from me, beyond me, to fill me, to come out of me, to fill the air. Breath and the space around me. Filling. Full moon filling. Reaching and pulling my soft parts. Everything coming apart. Everything coming apart. The edges coming apart. The insides coming apart. Getting entirely rearranged. Dripping, sliding, pulling, pressing, filling, being filled. And as I rose, my eyes went wide. My mouth went wide. My legs went wide. And everything me went wide. Charging up this web, this vision. Filled with the moon. Blessing. My ecstasy blessing everything to the moon, beyond the moon, beyond the sun, beyond the edges, beyond the edges. Everything in me, coherent, in rhythm, strong. Strong.